Stepping into Pittsburgh software engineer Keith Baer's basement is like stepping into a computing time machine. His bulky screen and noisy disk drives have spent the last several decades on most other people's shelves, collecting dust.
They had a level of simplicity oftentimes that we don't see in modern computers anymore.
His fellow members of the Carnegie Mellon University Computer Club called Baer the Amiga Guru, as in Commodore Computing Company's Amiga computer. Never heard of it? Let's flash back to 1985, when the Commodore Amiga was the newest and greatest computer. As shown in this YouTube video, to create buzz at the Amiga launch party, Commodore enlisted artist Andy Warhol to demonstrate its capabilities, which incorporated a drawing tablet and another revolutionary device, a digital camera.
He took some digital pictures and modified them, before most people had been thinking about digital photography at all.
And that's about all the public got to see of Warhol's digital artwork. After his death in 1987, the computer and floppy disks were stored in the archives at the Warhol Museum. And the story about Andy Warhol's experiment with the Amiga almost ended there.
Those drawings would have been lost.
Divya Heffley, with the Carnegie Museum of Art's Hillman Photography Initiative, is producing the documentary series The Invisible Photograph. Stumbling across the YouTube video of the 1985 Amiga launch sparked an idea that brought the Carnegie Museum of Art together with the Warhol Museum and Baer's CMU Computer Club in an attempt to recover the contents of Warhol's Amiga computer. As cameras rolled, they logged into the unknown.
Nobody knew what we were going to find on those disks.
Baer says it took some time for the team to understand the software used to create the images.
Not only is it relying on the digital media surviving, another thing that's that we don't really think about is you also need to be able to have software that's able to understand that digital data.
After some reverse software engineering, they hit pay dirt.
That is a Warhol that nobody has ever seen before.
The iconic images of a digital Campbell's soup can and Warhol's self-portrait are just a few of some 20 images recovered from floppy disks. Heffley says the search for Warhol's art is both a history lesson and a cautionary tale.
If we're not careful, technology will become obsolete, and we will no longer have the ability to see the photographs, to see the images that we hold so dear and so precious.
The Warhol images, now restored and archived, can be viewed by watching the Carnegie Museum of Art's latest installment of the Invisible Photograph online documentary series entitled Trapped. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
1998.3, 2137.